new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But for a start show, remember, everybody, you can support the show by shopping at officialhorsetwins.com. Use discount code Brandon, get 20% off. Don't forget about our wellness products. We got CBD and Delta 8. Whenever you buy from that site, you get entered in our contest to win a new Jeep Gladiator.
Yeah.
I know you want that Jeep Gladiator. We already gave away that Ford Raptor. Now we're giving away that Jeep Gladiator.
And here in the next couple of days, we're going to actually show you the winner so you don't think we're scamming people.
I know what y'all think. Them black dudes are scamming people.
No, it's not a scam. We're actually giving away these things.
Actually, it's actually a sweepstakes.
Yeah.
It's regulated by the government.
It's the Harsh Twins giving back to our fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, I'm giving back. Without you people, and I say you people, and I know what you're thinking, what do you mean by you people? Our fans. Without you guys, wouldn't be no Harsh Twins. That's why we're giving these things away, Ray. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to talk about our favorite CEO.
Yeah. What's his name? He's America's CEO.
You crazy as hell for saying that. That's misinformation right there. What's his name, man?
Oh, no, I like to just call him Mr. Voxer. I like the way he says vaccine.
Yeah, he don't say vaccine, he says voxer.
So you got to get the voxing up in you.
Yeah, CEO of Pfizer, man.
I mean, the more I hear this dude speak, the more I just want to hang myself.
Yeah.
Deep down, I think inside, I think this guy's a communist.
He sounds like one anyway.
And when he talks, and the things he say, sounds like a dictator.
Yeah, sounds like a totalitarian, loving, communist scum.
Yes, check out, I just found this is kind of old, but just listen at the garbage that's coming out this dude's mouth.
This is crazy talk, everybody. Open my eyes up.
Pay attention.
Hey, Wolf. Well, in a half an hour long conversation with Andrew Ross Sorkin, Albert Bourla covering the new booster news, the antiviral, and he was also asked by Andrew about the anti-vaccine movement. He had this to say about the people who are deliberately spreading misinformation about vaccines.
People that want to make money, some of them, by playing with the emotions of these people are creating a whole conspiracy theory, and they are trying to basically to benefit and profit from this fear of the people. And this is who are the criminals.
Criminals.
Now, he said the folks who are getting swept up by this misinformation, it's understandable that they may be afraid, but really saying that the people deliberately spreading misinformation, those people are essentially making criminal acts.
No, it ain't just First Amendment. I got the freedom. Got the freedom. Spread my own opinions.
Yeah, I'm a
opinions
criminal.
Is not misinformation, I'm you a, damn dictator.
I'm a criminal because I have an opinion regarding your vaccine. Did you hear what this dude said?
This dude's first, Hitler, man. This dude is Adolf Hitler.
This dude is the Adolf Hitler of vaccines. You're gonna take this vaccine and you're gonna like it. That dude said people out there spreading fear to make money.
How?
Hold on, let me finish.
This he making
dude,
money.
This dude, hey Kevin, I told you to calm down before I start this video. Calm down, let me talk. This dude said people out here spreading fear and misinformation to make money off of his vaccine. Ain't you spreading fear to sell your vaccine? What do I hear all the time?
Yeah.
You take this vaccine, you less likely to die, boy. What does that insinuate? If I don't take this vaccine, I'm going to die. That's spreading fear for money. How much money? I heard y'all created multiple billionaires from this vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're projecting. You inadvertently telling on yourself everything you accusing us of doing, you doing. How am I making money because I don't want to take the vaccine or I don't want my
How the hell is we making money?
Yeah, I ain't making no money. Just because I got a shirt on my website, come make me.
Anybody, I would say you're a criminal. You're selling a vaccine making bins, and it doesn't even give you immunity.
Yeah.
How the hell
is that even legal? How the hell is it even legal for y'all to be able to change the definition of what a vaccine mean?
Like the
how you even legal
How's it even legal you can call that shit a vaccine?
Because they changed the definition.
Oh, that makes it okay.
Yeah.
Don't give you immunity, but it provides protection. That's the new definition for a vaccine.
Like, y'all never called the flu shot a vaccine. Y'all just called it a shot because it provided you protection. Now vaccines just provide protection. Damn, vaccines are a condom now. I ain't going to say that because I might be spreading misinformation.
Yeah, you're spreading information. Everybody, when you say people are less likely to die, that's misinformation itself because everybody, even if you're unvaccinated, you're less likely to die.
Yeah, what was the figure? Like, even before the vaccines came out,
yeah,
only 1% of the population, like.
I think it was less than 1%, wasn't it?
It was around 1%. Just say around.
Yeah, around
1%. It's around 1%, yeah. You know. That have
it was 99 point something.
It had a mortality rate of around 1%. It might have been a little bit under that. Maybe a little bit. It was around that.
It was around it.
So 99% of the people who got it recovered just fine. But then you come out with this vaccine, this voxin, you like to call it. Talking about if you take my voxin, I'm less likely to die. I had a 99% chance of not dying from this damn COVID, even without your vaccine. Imagine if you went to the damn casino and you had a 99% chance of winning.
I like those odds.
I like those odds.
Put everything on black, bitch.
But now you're less likely to die when you wasn't likely to die from it anyway. And the people that's dying from this...
Yeah, they got They got 1 foot in the
grave. They got 1 foot in the grave.
And you look at the people that's
dying. And not only they got 1 foot in the grave.
Hey, man, can I do some talk?
No, this is how these people that's dying.
You cut me off now.
No, they got 1 foot in the grave, right? But they come, they slip, they in it. They're like, oh, shit. Oh, they like this. That's how, before they catch COVID, they like this. Oh, man, I ain't feeling so good. Then they catch COVID, they like, oh, f***.
You crazy as hell for that one. That's a damn good analogy, though. Yep, get that vaccine.
I think I just hurt myself.
Hey, you know what's crazy? The
spit it out. You sound like him. It took that dude like 5 seconds. When you the voxin, right?
Hey.
The voxin, and
all right, I get your point. Damn.
I know English not your first language,
people
but
typically,
you need to speed this shit up.
Yeah, people typically live to see the ages, what, on average, I think I forget the numbers, it's around 76 years old to 78.
That's the estimated life expectancy.
That's the estimated life expectancy, right? How old is these people dying? They above and beyond the life expectancy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're around that.
Yeah.
I mean,
a majority of the people dying that's under that life expectancy, but a majority of them are above that life expectancy.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that. Average death, average age. You know, Google ain't going to put that up. Let me give it a shot. Average age, COVID, death.
15 minutes later.
Between the beginning,
damn ads, man.
Between the beginning of January 2020 and January 12, 2022, of the 834,954 deaths caused by COVID, around 216,475 had occurred among those aged 85 and older. So that's like 20%.
That's above the life expectancy.
85 years. Yeah, this statistic shows the number of... Okay, look, this good right here.
That's some good stats.
Oh, that's
right there.
This damn stats right here.
Yeah.
These damn stats right here.
We're going to put this up, Ryan.
Okay, look, out of the 835,000 deaths, okay, 216,000 of them are 85 years and older. Another 214,000 are 75 to 84 years old.
Yeah.
So that's 430,000
roughly
of the 830. So over half the deaths are people just living on borrowed time.
Yeah, they're living past life expectancy.
Then another 190,000 deaths, 65 to 74.
Yeah.
So 65 to 85.
65 to 85 is
it's
the,
around
all the
600,000 of the 834,000 deaths.
Yeah.
is above the age of 65.
Yeah. So when you say things like, if you take this vaccine and you're less likely to die, not giving people the whole truth and nothing but the truth, telling people between the ages of, you know, teenagers up to around 50, you really don't need it if you're a healthy individual. Yeah. You're spreading misinformation. You're lying to the public. You're doing everything you're accusing the right doing, but you're doing it.
Exactly.
And you're making millions on a damn—
But millions?
Billions.
Billions.
Excuse me, billions. And the vaccine don't even give you don't, can't even call it a vaccine. It don't give people immunity.
Well, they changed the definition.
I've been over this shit. Because they changed the definition, don't make it right.
Yeah, man, that's the way it works in the white person's world. Say on the street, you can't do that.
That's white
nigga
privilege,
like,
right there.
Nigga be like, nah, nigga, you moving the goalpost on in the middle of the damn game. So you can do that in white man's world. That's what you call white privilege, right there.
Yeah, if it is such thing as white privilege, I would call this.
Yeah, I don't believe it, but if it is, yeah, you're right. If it exists, you should be the face of it. I'm done talking about this boxing dude.
It's crazy, man.
Hey, look at me when I'm talking.
Scan
to you.
People to take your vaccine.
Hey, Kim.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Talking about you take my vaccine, you less likely to die.
Yeah, maybe if you're up in...
Only people should be taking your vaccine. It's like they're 100 years old.
Well, the only people should take that vaccine, in my humble opinion, is the elderly, 50 and up.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Also, people that has...
diabetes, overweight.
I mean, what do they call it? Comorbidities?
Comorbidities.
What's that word?
That's just a big-ass white man word. Just say, stop saying that comorbidity crap. Just say...
You got diabetes or heart disease. If you got something serious,
just call them unhealthy, man.
If you have pre-existing issues that if you get
pre-existing,
COVID,
everybody understand that comorbidity. What the hell is that?
you should get vaccine. Yeah. But y'all pushing this shit on kids.
Yeah, young adults,
7, 8 years old, 18, 19, 20, 25, 30, 40 years old in good shape. Yeah. Y'all pushing this on NBA players, football players. These are prime athletes,
soccer players.
Prime athletes, and y'all making them take it.
And y'all accusing people of spreading misinformation to make money. That's the very thing you're
and
doing.
And y'all firing people for not taking the vaccine. Now this new variant that comes out, and you said it yourself, this new variant, that vaccine I made billions of dollars off of, that shit don't work for this damn Omicron. But I got that one coming.
I got
that one coming. It's going to be here by March. We're going to make all kinds of money, and you're not going to die.
Misinformation, because that Omicron is... It's not as deadly as that first variant that came out.
It's not.
Yeah, he's just lying. He's doing it. Nah, fuck it. I'm kicking that dead horse.
It's a crazy world we live in.
Fuck it, man. It's just, fuck it.
It's a crazy world. It's a damn good show. And don't forget, take that damn Voxen.
Yeah.
So you won't die. And so this dude can make him some more money.
Yeah, don't forget.
Because evidently, this motherfucker needs more money. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Built a great company, great products. I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog. I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby.
We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's that don't support this country.
Yeah. I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions, and the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhorsetwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhorsetwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.